You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Effective relief from your nasal congestion. Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with the Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
California victims of crime are being recognized as part of National Crime Victims' Rights Week.
Every person deals with trauma differently, and we have to respect how you do that.
Cynthia Flores-DeLion with the Department of Corrections says people hurt by crime need to know that they have a voice. Dozens of victims, advocates, and law enforcement gathered in Sacramento Friday for a moment of silence and a remembrance ceremony. Cynthia Flores-DeLion with the Department of Corrections says survivors and their families can access services to navigate the business side of their recovery.
They could ask questions about when they went to the court process. You know, I was out-of-pocket expenses for the medical costs. Will I be reimbursed restitution?
Law enforcement chaplain Mindy Russell knows it's part of a process that helps shift a victim's perspective.
If they stop getting their significance from being a victim and move on to stop asking why and asking what can I do with this, they can get into a new kind of normal which makes them grow and get better instead of bitter.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Stocks are up to start the week after a disappointing close to last week. Investors are awaiting a slew of new earnings reports to kick off the week. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P are all up to start the week. The grandson of legendary UNLV basketball coach Jerry Tarkanian is recovering after suffering a stroke Friday. The 5-year-old, who is also named Jerry, was rushed to University Medical Center. Dr. Roshan Raja says pediatric strokes are very rare, but symptoms are nearly the same as those that an adult would suffer from.
One side of their body not being used, speech disturbance, if they are not able to get their words out.
A Virginia towing company whose employee was verbally abused by an ESPN reporter seems quite forgiving. In a statement, Advanced Towing of Arlington, Virginia says, quote, parking enforcement is contentious by nature, but neither their employee nor their company has any interest in seeing Britt McHenry suspended or terminated as a result of her comments. McHenry has been suspended for a week after video of her profanity-laced tirade went viral. One of the largest flawless diamonds on the planet is headed to the auction block in New York. The 100-carat rock is expected to fetch as much as $25 million. The colossal emerald-cut diamond will headline Sotheby's Magnificent Jewels auction. It's extremely rare for a diamond to be classified as flawless, especially a whopper like the one going on sale tomorrow. For a diamond to be considered flawless, it must be free of internal defects, even under high magnification. You can find more special interest stories, news, and, of course, headlines online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com for the Flemington area. We're 52 degrees outside right now and a slight mist of rain. Today, rain could be heavy at times, high in the upper 60s. Showers likely tonight. Maybe a thunderstorm before 3 in the morning, low in the 50s. Tuesday, slight chance of showers in the morning, then partly sunny, high near 66. Cloudy on the overnight Tuesday night, low in the 40s. Wednesday, chance of showers again during the day, otherwise partly sunny, high near 62. Chance of showers Wednesday night, low in the 40s. Sunny on Thursday and Thursday night, cloudy, low down in the 30s, maybe mid-30s. Warming up again Friday, high in the 50s, and then down to the 30s Friday night. Hopefully stays clear for the weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table. Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here. I'm Bill Kinslow, the chef at Jake's here in Flemington. Getting together every Monday for conversation. A couple of ideas, possibly. Just talking about food and good times in general. So we're in that little lull now between Easter and Mother's Day. Weekends have been nice, though. I guess that people are starting to get back outside in their yards. The last couple of Saturdays have been ideal, at least around here. So what do we have to look forward to? The Careers Cafe over at Polytech. Tomorrow night is our French-themed menu. A little French food. We're going to have some escargot, some poached asparagus, a lamb cassoulet. We'll talk maybe a little bit about lamb today. We're up to L in the alphabet. A couple of ideas for lamb. Creme brulee for dessert. And we'll have a nice chicken pâté or a chicken roulade. Students try to achieve this. Pretty ambitious menu. Good tasting menu. 5 courses. Served at 6:30. Reservations are still available at 284-1444, extension 2122. Don't forget Buckashuck Sundays at Jake's. Dollar oysters all day Sunday while they last. Been doing pretty well with that. Number of customers look forward to it. Craft beers are usually on special also. Then we do have nice wine selections, something to go with your oysters. And, of course, Monday, prime rib next Monday, or eat the week. Monday is actually next Monday's National Prime Rib Day, but we'll talk about maybe how to cook a prime rib next week. As far as eating the week goes, a couple of interesting things this week. It's today's Pineapple Upside Down Day, Pineapple Upside Down Cake Day, an old classic dessert where you have a little sugar and pineapples, and usually a nice little maraschino in the middle, and then put the cake batter right on top of that, bake it so it's got a nice kind of a light caramel crust on it. Flip the cake over, and that's it. Pretty good, just one of those classics. 21st, tomorrow, chocolate-covered cashews. I guess anything covered with chocolate is good. I love cashews. They're nice and soft. Cashews, of course, you could make a butter with. I didn't realize that You never see cashews in the shell because they actually, there's two shells, and between the two layers of shell, there's a caustic oil between it that has to be roasted out to get the shells off. So if you ever wonder, that's, I just found that out. Didn't know that. 22nd is Jelly Bean Day, and of course, jelly beans, favorite for a lot of people. It's yeah, I guess this time of year, it's around Easter time, so a couple of these things do make sense. Jelly beans, maybe even the pineapple upside down cake might be a nice dessert. 23rd is National Picnic Day, also cherry cheesecake, but picnics should be, the weather's starting for that, right? Nice time, go outside and remember, of course, the author of this book reminisces about her childhood. And sometimes on a rainy day, they would have a picnic in the living room, spread out a blanket and I guess have some sandwiches. I think I remember doing something similar when we were young. If it was a rainy day, what do? You're inside and you have to eat lunch anyway, so kind of shift it to the floor. Kind of a thing of trust there, too, especially when you've got young children, not to spill anything, especially if you're sitting on a rug. But we always spread a blanket out, and it's kind of fun. Picnics, of course, a little different than cookouts because you're not really cooking anything on a picnic. You bring the food already prepared. And normally, the simplest even people do now, loaf of bread and some cheese and a beverage. If you're out, of course, socially, a nice little bottle of wine wouldn't hurt. Sometimes the sandwiches are made already. Other times, people would prefer to slice the rolls. The thing with a picnic is you want minimal utensils and minimal plates and things to carry back. Napkins, of course, are a must, and some kind of blanket to spread out. But really, you want to keep it simple. I did a class one time. The American picnic is cold fried chicken, or at least room temperature. You fry it before early in the morning, maybe. Let it hang out. Of course, chilled, it's still fine if you have a good crust on it. But that seemed to be, of course, obviously finger food. Again, bring some napkins. But that, and if you're bringing salads, of course, plastic containers with tight-fitting lids. I know for this class, we did a strawberry soup. And cold fruit soups are really nice, relatively easy. And bring a little, some cookies, something crunchy. 24th, Pigs in a Blanket Day. We might look at a couple of variations of that. Pigs in a blanket, of course, ubiquitous cocktail hour food, even in the fanciest parties. Apparently, you must have some form of pig in a blanket. 25th is Zucchini Bread Day. And the 26th is Pretzel Day. In fact, in 2003, Ed Rendell, who was then governor of Pennsylvania, declared it a day of celebration. Of course, pretzels, pretzel factories, a couple of big manufacturers are located in Pennsylvania anyway, so it's kind of a nice thing for that state. It brings probably a lot to the economy. We're going to review, of course, L is our word this week, so I've got a couple of thoughts with the letter L. Kitchen terms, menu terms, food products. And I think since it's spring, and I know we just had Easter, but lamb always comes to mind, so we'll maybe talk a little bit about a couple of lamb ideas. Got a break for a couple of messages. It's the quarter hour, and we'll be back at the table. Ricky, don't lose that number.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to forwardnewjersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hey, we're back at the table here, Chef Bill's table, talking about various things that come across our table during the week. Monday's a nice day to just sit back, get started, start thinking about what's happening for the week. So, where were we? Oh, yeah, pigs in a blanket. It's funny, I guess, was a quote from Winston Churchill. I am fond of pigs. Dogs look up to us, cats look down on us, pigs treat us as equals. Guess that's why we like those wrapped sausages. Every culture has, I'm sure, something similar, things wrapped in pastry or some kind of dough. I always thought the saucisson en croûte, the French one, was the when these were modeled after. Of course, it's a little bit larger sausage. And it's, you know, the choice of whether you use pie pastry or puff pastry dough or even a croissant dough, kind of a in between there. I guess it's the texture you're looking for. The puff pastry dough, of course, nice and flaky, but sometimes it can get a little soggy, of course, a lot more buttery. Our word today, we're into in food terms, speaking of pastry, like puff pastry, when we have doughs of most kinds, they need leavening, L-E-A-V-E-N-I-N-G. And a leavening agent, of course, makes the dough rise. Now, in puff pastry, there's no yeast or baking powder or baking soda. The leavening effect is achieved with layers of the puff pastry shortening or butter. Shortening is actually a little bit better. Butter does have some water in it, but what you're doing when you make, if you ever made puff pastry, it's a little process. I think everybody should do it at least once so you appreciate the pre-made sheets that you can buy. You have a basic dough, and then you have the shortening or the butter, and you're layering it in there. So you roll the dough out into a rectangle, and you spread the shortening. You have to fold the dough back over it. And what you do is every time you're folding and rolling, you chill the dough. You want to keep the shortening or the butter nice and cold so it doesn't really mix in with the dough. It kind of puts layers there. And as you fold, either two or three folds each time, and then back in the refrigerator, you end up forming many, many layers. And the French term translates to 1,000 layers. And you can see by doubling each time or tripling each layer, of course, once you get a couple of turns going there, you can get many, many, you know, a good 100-some layers there. The other leavening agent, of course, yeast, or even a starter, which is actually a yeast, a sourdough starter, one of those cultures there, the flour and yeast and water that just, you feed it every day and you have a little, take a little bit into your bread dough and save the rest for another day. And you have to feed it every day. You need to add fresh flour. You need more food for the yeast, otherwise the yeast won't survive. And then, of course, baking powder, which is an acid and a base together, the two of which make bubbles. There's baking soda, of course, combined with an acid, will give you the same leavening effect. And then egg whites also help out. That's what helps in souffles. When you whip the egg whites, you've whipped a lot of air into them. They get nice and fluffy. And, of course, baking, the air expands. Protein gives it a little bit of structure, although souffles don't hold up forever. You know, they do fall after a little bit. You've got a temporary nice leavening effect from egg whites. And speaking of yeasts, if you ever see the term lees, L-E-E-S, or surlees, sometimes with champagnes or white French wines, a French term, those are the tartrates in the yeasts that are left in the wine. Now, most wines, of course, the wine is what we call racked, or it's taken away from these leftover yeasts, but the contact with them gives that bread-like flavor, especially to champagne. You often hear wine aficionados talk about the yeast kind of aroma that comes off the champagne. Because in that secondary fermentation, of course, the yeast cells, after they've expired, are in contact with the wine. And then, of course, when the wine is disgorged, the plug that comes out are those dead yeast cells with anything else that's precipitated out of the wine. But if you see the word lees, L-E-E-S, that's what that refers to. Another term you might see is larding, L-A-R-D-I-N-G, and we know what lard is. It's animal fat used historically for pie doughs, things like that. Now, of course, we use shortening, vegetable shortening. We've kind of trying to cut down the amount of animal fats we take in, but nothing like it for a flavor. And you hear about chefs that fry in either duck fat or pork fat, anything like that. We used to do French fries that we used to render our own fats in the wintertime. The old fireside where I worked, we, of course, wintertime things slowed down and you went kind of on an austerity budget, so we would, instead of turning the fat back to the rendering company, would actually render it ourselves. from all the butchering we did, and make fresh French fries. And I'll tell you, there's nothing like it. You're not going to eat them every day, but boy, you want to really appreciate a French fry. Fry them in a shortening or a lard. Of course, fried chicken. Usually recommended to use something like that for the fried chicken instead of a liquid oil. But the larding refers to when you're inserting strips of fat into an otherwise lean roast. Now, we used to do that with game especially, or lean cuts of meat. Put some little fatty flavor in there. And actually, a larding needle is what you would use for that, and kind of thread the strips of fat, usually pork fat. Game, I know the other term you see that's similar is called barding, with a B, B-A-R-D-I-N-G. And barding refers to wrapping something with a thin layer of fat. We used to do that with game birds that were skinned. And you would take thin bacon and wrap it around there. Sometimes the bacon is left on, or the pork fat, if it's crisped up or otherwise removed before serving. As I say, it's the choice of the diner or the chef. And then another word related, of course, lardons, which are fairly good-sized little matchsticks of bacon or pork belly, if you don't want it smoked. And they're usually used to garnish a salad, a frisée or an endive salad. We usually have the little strips of fairly crisp bacon. And, of course, if it's a spinach salad, some people would save that some of that bacon fat to flavor the dressing with. But all related to pork fat, really, is primarily what would be used. And the only, besides larding, the other kitchen utensil, the ladle, of course, very important. Anybody, you know, serves soup or whatever in the kitchen, of course, used for portion control. As far as restaurant kitchen, you have a certain size ladle to make sure that not too little or too much is going, whether it's a serving of soup, the sauce on a dish, dressing on a salad, everything portion control for consistency reasons. You don't want to under or overdo. Ladles in the household, I always keep a couple. And of course, if you have nonstick cookware, you don't really want to stir around a metal ladle in there. You want to get something that's plastic. You could have a metal handle on it, but you don't want to mar up your nonstick cookware. We have them for the kitchen use, and also, of course, if you're serving sauces or gravies at tableside, you may have a nice little gravy ladle. And we used to have little gravy boats there that we would just pour. But if you have a sauce, a ladle is a lot easier than a spoon to use. We're up against the half hour. We've got a break for news, and then we'll come back and talk about maybe a couple of lamb dishes. And also maybe about a liaison, another food term, the L word. We have leavening, which rises, and we have liaison, which means to join together, or it could be thickening. And actually an ingredient that you may or may not be familiar with that can help with that is lecithin, another L word. Probably see it on food labels. What is lecithin? Is it a chemical? Let's find out when we come back to the table.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Over 30,000 people are without power in the South after severe storms struck on Sunday. Meteorologist Rob Carillon says the system remains on the move today.
Those storms are forecast to track across East Tennessee and into Georgia during the morning hours. Some of them could produce very strong gusty winds, hail, as well as heavy rain.
Senator Rand Paul is saying a new book coming out in May will, quote, shock people and make them question the candidacy of Hillary Clinton.
book is called Clinton Cash by Peter Schweitzer, and it comes out on May 5th. The book supposedly details how foreign governments and businesses made Clinton rich through payments to the family's foundation. The FBI is admitting to providing flawed testimony. A team of elite forensic experts may have helped secure wrongful convictions by overstating the certainty of hair sample matches in hundreds of cases. As a result, defendants in virtually every state are being notified about the flawed testimony. This is USA Headline News.
If you get up to use the bathroom multiple times a night, if you've ever had to rush to get to a bathroom or worried that a hard laugh or cough could cause an embarrassing accident, if bladder control issues are a real concern for you or your aging parents, please listen to this important message. Healthy Control is an all-natural bladder control formula with ingredients proven to relieve urgency, reduce frequency of urination, reduce embarrassing bladder leakage, and the number of nighttime trips to the bathroom. Now we're giving away a free 30-day supply to callers from this area. Call 800-918-4177 now for details. With Healthy Control, you'll feel more confident and comfortable, and finally get a full night's sleep again. Take charge of when and how often you go to the bathroom. Call now for details on how to receive your free 30-day supply of Healthy Control at 800-918-4177. Hurry, this free offer will not last long. Call 800-918-4177 to find out how to get your free 30-day supply of Healthy Control. That's 800-918-4177. Again, 800-918-4177.
All right, quick look at the weather for the week. Of course, slight mist of rain outside now, outside our studios, 52 degrees. Rain may be heavy at times. Highs could get up towards 70 today. Tonight, showers, possibly a thunderstorm before 3 a.m., low in the 50s. Showers, slight chance on Tuesday, otherwise sunny, high in the upper 60s. Cloudy on the overnight Tuesday. Wednesday bringing us another chance of showers, maybe possibly in the morning, then clearing up, high in the 60s. Wednesday night, slight chance of showers, then clear on Thursday and Friday. Highs in the 50s and lows in the mid-30s. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Back at the table here, Chef Bill's Table, going down the alphabet. So lecithin, what is it? L-E-C-I-T-H-I-N. See it on many things, of course, pastries and sauces, prepared foods. It's a harmless food. Well, call it a food additive, but it is derived from egg yolk, milk, soybean, cottonseed oils. Actually, in a chocolate bar, that's what helps keep the cocoa and the chocolate liquor from separating. And harmless, even if apparently if there's a sensitivity or allergy to eggs, if it's derived from eggs, it's so purified that it doesn't seem to have any of the allergic effect. So, not to be too nervous if you see lecithin, but you'll... Well, we make our beurre blanc, our whole butter sauce. I mean, there's some in milk, there's some in butter, and it kind of helps us make that temporary emulsion there in the butter sauce. Of course, egg yolks and hollandaise. And also in the liaison. One of our L words when you're thickening the now. Liaison could, I guess, broadly mean any kind of thickening, whether it's a roux or a slurry, cornstarch, flour, any kind of arrowroot. But normally in culinary, a liaison is with some eggs or egg yolks, and usually used in pastries with the hot milk or cream. So what you have to do is you have to what we call temp the eggs, and you have, say, your egg yolks, because they're going to help thicken things, but you can't really cook them too much or they curdle. You don't want to hit them with a sudden shock of heat. So you'll take the egg yolks, and of course, hopefully at room temperature, and stir them, and then add just a little bit of your hot liquid. It'll bring them up to temperature a little bit closer to what you're going to add them back into, kind of loosen up the protein a little bit. So you're going to blend that and then pour it back in. You're making puddings, anything like that that calls for eggs as a thickener or egg yolks. And then, of course, simmer it. You don't want it to boil too hard. As soon as that steam is coming off the top, maybe a bubble breaks at the surface, and that's about it. Otherwise, you'll have a fine curdle in there that you can't even strain out. So it's more of a textural thing. It's not going to really affect the flavor, but if you want a nice smooth texture in a pudding or a pastry cream thickened with a liaison, then you have to watch that temperature. So lamb, of course, nice food to consider this time of year. Again, traditional Easter, even though it's past us, usually the lamb, it's always what I think, lamb, of course, hams, a traditional dish also, but I used to see the term spring lamb on menus years ago, and as people say, well, is it mutton, is it lamb? Well, no, mutton is not really served anywhere, and the spring lamb, you know, they're yearlings. Have to be, I guess, 12, 15 months old, not more than 18. So they're not going to be too large. They're not going to be too strong. A lot of people have kind of an aversion to the stronger flavor of lamb. A lot of that comes from the fat, though. And, of course, it depends on what the lamb has been fed. Here, New Zealand lamb is grass-fed, just grazes in the pasture. Different flavor than American lamb. American lamb is finished with some kind of grain, so it may have some pasturing, but it kind of puts a little bit more. Usually you'll see they're a little bigger chops or bigger legs than the New Zealand or the Australian's kind of close. I think they may finish with a little bit of grain, but really entirely different flavors. You know, what we use at Jake's, we actually another L word, lolly, we could call it a lamb lollipop. We call them lamb pops. Sometimes you'll see the term a lamb lollipop, and that's a small chop cut from the rack, so it has just the one bone, and you take off most of the fat because it's really, especially as an hors d'oeuvre, quick on the grill, and then your chop is your holder, and it's really about just one bite or so, and nice appetizer or party food. Even if you're doing a cookout, it's good. They say you can have it as a snack. You'll see them at cocktail parties. Lamb lollipops, they're called. Of course, another way to do those, instead of on the grill, and I would like this actually with the larger chops, but a Parmesan fried lamb chop, and again from the rack. The rack's expensive, I know, so we try to figure out ways to stretch it out a little bit. So these were a recipe I saw Marcella Hazan years ago in her book. I've served them, always impressed with it. Doesn't even really taste much like lamb. I don't know, because what's the point, right? Lamb, without a lot of the fat on it, it's really just like very, very good tender steak. So you have your rack chops, and we like to trim as much of the excess fat off as possible, so you have just the eye left there. Now, if they're a little thick, we like to flatten them out slightly, so the meat is about the same depth as the bone, or same thickness as the width of the bone, so it cooks evenly. And then we have some grated Parmesan cheese, and then some egg wash, egg with maybe a little milk if you like, and plain breadcrumbs. So what we do is we, instead of dredging the chop in flour, we dredge it in the Parmesan cheese. So you kind of press that cheese onto the meat, and then in the egg, and then the crumbs. So you have the flavor of the cheese is right next to the meat. Instead of doing a Parmesan on the outside, say with the breadcrumbs, you actually start with the Parmesan. Really gives just this hint of flavor that you need. Now, these you may saute in the pan. We used to, what we call, oven fry them. Hot oven, you drizzle with some butter or oil, and actually a 550-degree oven, hot enough to simulate it deep frying or sauteing. You may have to turn them once. And you want to cook these. The nice thing about the oven, of course, is the bone will get cooked. Otherwise, you make sure that bone does hit the oil if you're doing it on the stovetop. But you want to keep them kind of medium rare. You don't want to cook them all the way. Very, very nice. Has a crust there. I know. I think she would serve maybe a scallion butter. I've done kind of gilding the lily, but do an artichoke and prosciutto and garlic cream sauce with that. It's pretty decadent. So, again, you kind of a few chops and you've had plenty. It's not like you have to eat a pound of lamb chops. But good way to present the rack chops elegantly, and very, very different than just roasting or grilling. So what else do we do with lamb? Well, where I come from, Syracuse, of course, and more, I guess, well, originated in the southern tier, the Speedies. The Salamita brothers were always at the state fair, and of course they have the sauce. I know the grocery stores, a lot of them carry the marinade, and actually some of them, you know, in the butcher shops in the stores will actually have Speedy meat already marinated, and traditional would be lamb. But most of the time, I think people are more comfortable with the beef. You want it, you know, fairly tender. The lamb could be cut from the leg. Nice thing about lamb, it is tender enough that you can grill it medium rare, and it's not too dry. I've actually made it and used chicken. And, of course, chicken leg or thigh meat would be the preferred one, a little more depth of flavor. But it's basically olive oil and vinegar with some herbs and seasoning in it. We like to use, say for 2 pounds of lamb cubes or beef. So we use 3/4 cup of olive oil, a half cup of red wine, and a half cup of red wine vinegar. So you've got wine and the vinegar. You don't want it too acidic. That's why you have some, it's half wine, half vinegar. 4 cloves of garlic. You could crush them and leave them in the marinade and then remove them, or you could mince them if you like. I think minced is great, especially with lamb, because you're going to grill these. You get that little charred flavor. A teaspoon of black pepper, a teaspoon of thyme, half teaspoon of allspice, 3 mint leaves crushed, and then a good handful of fresh chopped parsley. You could put a little oregano in, I guess, if you'd like, but anything like that. Either oregano or thyme would help out. So you marinate at least 4 hours overnight, and the meat will turn a little bit of color because of the red wine. You'll drain it, and these are traditionally grilled. You want to do these over a good charcoal grill if you can, and served on a skewer. And the traditional way would be some French bread slices, and you kind of slide the meat off into the French bread. Bread is kind of how you hold the meat and eat it, enjoy it. So I guess it's like little sliced sandwiches, or you could slide them into a long roll, a nice warm roll. Just slide the meat right off the skewer in there, and then top it with whatever you like. I know for the lamb speedies, I think a nice chopped Greek salad would be great. Wouldn't be too much lettuce there, but your tomatoes and onion and peppers, feta, cucumbers, maybe a little tzatziki if you like. You have a great little something different for a barbecue or a cookout. We've got a break for some messages here, and we'll come back and discuss some more about lamb.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th at 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
All right, back at the table here, Chef Bill, still going over a couple of ideas for lamb. Instead of, you know, just, I mean, you can always buy lamb chops and broil them or grill them, but I think there's many more things we could do with them, especially if you go with the less expensive cuts. Now, I know we talked about the racks, of course, but really the legs, you know, cubing the legs, a nice roast, or in the summertime, a great grill item is a butterfly leg of lamb, and you remove most of the fat. You can even if you buy a roast that's already boned and tied, and you could marinate it or not, or just put a rub on it. The neat thing about the boneless leg is when you flatten it out, is that there's different thicknesses of different muscles there, so you can get some that's maybe, if somebody wants a little more done, somebody wants it fairly rare. And you could slice, as I say, whether it's aggressive seasoning or even a marinade, really a nice grill roast, I guess we call it. Instead of doing individual pieces of things, a lot of turning, and then, of course, it, you know, food can cool off, dry out. I like to do for crowds or, you know, larger groups, is have something that is grilled or roasted, and then You can rest, let it rest to room temperature and then slice it, even if it's steak. Just use thicker steaks and let them rest. You don't want all the juice running out when you carve it. And then you can you slice it once it's rested for a few minutes. Only 10 minutes or so. It doesn't take that long, especially for smaller cuts. And then slice it, and people can kind of serve themselves easier instead of trying to do individual things. And also, you don't need another knife to cut things with, especially if people are walking around or holding a plate on their lap or something. You don't need to mess with too much. So, with ground lamb, and of course you see with burgers now, the gourmet burgers, everything lamb, of course, comes up often as one of the good choices, especially with people that enjoy food. Foodies, we'd call them, I guess, or chefs. Most of us really like the lamb. We like the little stronger flavor. So what I've done is, of course, lamb sausage. If you buy a merguez, which is kind of a Mediterranean flavor, maybe North African, it's fairly spicy and also usually pretty expensive. And oftentimes in these other sausages, whether venison, lamb, will probably have some pork fat in it anyway. And if for whatever reason you don't want pork or can't have it, then it kind of messes it up for you. So what I've done, and of course using lamb fat, of course, maybe it would be too strong. I used regular ground lamb, like an 80-20 mix, just like you would for a burger. And you make a mixture out of it that kind of emulates a merguez, called a merguez flavor. So say you've got 5 pounds of lamb, ground lamb, 3 tablespoons kosher salt, 2 teaspoons of sugar. You need a good teaspoon of crushed red pepper. This will have a little spice to it. 2 tablespoons of minced garlic, and then we need 1.5 cups of diced roasted peppers. You want to drain these pretty well. You don't want too much liquid going in there, and dice them fairly small so it mixes in with the meat nicely. 1.5 teaspoons of black pepper, 2 tablespoons of paprika. You want that mild pepper flavor and the color in there. 2 teaspoons of oregano, and then you'll have 1/4 cup of red wine and 1/4 cup of cold water. So when I make mixtures like this, whether it's meatballs or sausages, anything like that, I like to mix the seasonings and everything in water. We used to do it when we made sausage years ago in an Italian restaurant I worked in. You mix all the spices with some water and let them sit for a minute or so. It kind of starts drawing the flavor out. Plus, it'll help disperse the spices evenly instead of just dumping them in and then trying to mix. You may end up over-mixing. So the red wine, 1/4 cup, 1/4 cup of cold water. Mix all these seasonings in there, stir them around well, let them sit a couple of minutes, and then you're going to mix that in with 5 pounds of ground lamb. Now, you could use this right away. What I did is make little sausage patties out of it, or you could roll, like the Greek meatballs, almost like a little finger size stick there, and those cook up nicely. Or you could make a nice burger out of this meat. There's no breadcrumb or anything in it. There's not too much extender. But what we chose is the little, we'll make little oval patties and pan fry them. And you can, again, you can cook this medium rare because there's no egg or anything in there that can, you know, if it's raw or undercooked, it could be a problem. So it's just like a good seasoned burger mix. It's a lot leaner than a sausage. So that's a good thing. And they cook up relatively quickly. Nice suggestion to serve this. What I would do is, I like a sweet potato hash with this. You've got that little spicy sausage. Good sweet potatoes or yams. You could cut them raw, or you could, what we'll do is bake them partially. So they're not real, real soft. They're still a little bit firm. And dice them small. And then simply some onions and, of course, some green peppers. You want the sweet peppers. And we'll season that. I mean, you know, a little salt and pepper, maybe powdered ginger if you like, or if you want a little cinnamon in there to give it that overtone. But the sweet potato hash, that slight sweetness goes very well, complements the merguez flavor in this lamb. So it could be, as I say, a patty, a meatball, call it a sausage. But when I've experimented with sausage recipes, often I find if I just use the 80-20 mix, I don't add the extra fat. Of course, you've got to be a little bit more careful about cooking it. You're going to cook it more to order. But gives you a very good flavored product without the extra added fat. All right, so we're going to wrap up another week. Next week, we'll letter M. Maybe it'll open up some worlds for us for utensils and food terminology. Try to use it as a jumping-off point. I hope everybody has a good week. Chef Bill, I've got to sign off. Don't forget the dinners at Careers Cafe. The April 28th, of course, will be our final service. It'll be a grand Italian buffet. We're actually going to do a nice porchetta. We did a Hawaiian theme last year with a roast pig, but this is going to be the loin wrapped in the belly, just as if it was coming off the a side of pork. So it should be interesting. We're going to cure the belly, wrap it up, nice crisp skin. We'll have the antipasto table, and of course, always nice pastries and desserts, several items. So check us out, and we'll talk to you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The Minnesota U.S. Attorney's Office says six arrests were made yesterday in Minneapolis and San Diego of young people trying to travel to Syria to join ISIS.
As the complaint makes clear, this group is committed to joining ISIL by any means possible.
That was U.S. Attorney Andrew Luger at a press conference. He says the suspects tried multiple times to get into Syria and would not be deterred. Boston Marathon runners have gathered amid tight security for the 119th running of the race, and the city is determined to make a stand against the bombings that occurred 2 years ago, according to AP correspondent Denise Lavoie.
This year, the number of memorials and ceremonies seems to be noticeably smaller, but there is still a lot of talk of, you know, we're not going to let this mar the Boston Marathon.
Tomorrow, the penalty phase will begin for the bomber, Zhohar Tsarnaev. This is USA Headline News.
Have you ever had a piece of chocolate cake call you into the kitchen? Has the Dairy Queen sign ever forced your car into the drive-thru lane? Have you ever had a bag of chips dive off the counter right into your hands? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby, speaking for the ILikeHowILook.com website. Chances are, at some time in your day, you have been and will continue to be the victim of cravings. ILikeHowILook.com website realizes that you can't hide in your closet all day just to avoid snack attacks. That's why they recommend the 10-2-in-a-chew weight loss system. 10-2-in-a-chew offers powerful, natural appetite suppressants to put cravings on the run. To see a video explaining how it works, just go to ILikeHowILook.com. They will send you a free sample. Most people notice a difference the very first day. It's much easier to lose weight without those sneaky cravings, so watch the video at ILikeHowILook.com. That's ILikeHowILook.com.
At least 35 Ethiopian Christians have been killed by ISIS in Libya. Video was released today showing the murders. Mohammed al-Da'iri, the Libyan foreign minister, is asking the UN Security Council for help with weaponry to fight the terrorism.
That calls for an African, for an Arab,
for an international effort against terrorists.
An Ethiopian government spokesman says he believes the victims were migrants trying to reach Europe. Police in southern Italy say they have broken up a major human smuggling ring responsible for waves of migrants reaching Italian